it is pretty difficult, but I will try. Try to speak about the purpose of our practice. Before I try to explain our practice, I think I should explain why we practice. You know, why we should practice then when we have Buddha nature. And this is the great problem Dogen Zenji had. And he worked for this question before he went to China and met with Nyojo Zenji. And this is not, of course, so easy problem. But if you understand, what do we mean when we say everyone has Buddha nature and everything has Buddha nature? What does it mean? And he explained very carefully in Shobo Genzo on the in the first chapter. When we say Buddha nature, you know, you may think Buddha nature is some innate nature, because we say nature. In Japanese, we use the same words, nature, Buddha nature. But actually, it is not nature like nature of a human being or nature of plants or nature of cats or dogs. You know, it is not. Strictly speaking, it is not that kind of nature. Nature means something which is there, whatever you do. Whatever you do, that's nature. Nature is not something which is there, you know, before you do something. When you do something, you know, at the same time, nature appears. That is a nature, you know. What he meant. You know, you think, you know, we have Buddha nature within ourselves, or innate, as an innate nature. And because of this nature, you do something, you know. That is usual understanding of nature. But that is not his understanding. or it is not like some seed, you know, which is there before plant come out, you know. That is not the nature which I mean, Dorothy said. That kind of understanding of nature is, you know, a heretic understanding of nature. It is not correct understanding of nature. That kind of nature is some idea, you know, you have in your mind. Here is plant, you know, so there must be, before this plant appears, there must be something, seed. Or within the plant, there must be some nature which promote the, its activity. Because of that nature, some flower is red and some flower is yellow. Most people understand in that way. So, why we practice, when we think why we practice Zazen is, you know, because we have nature, Buddha nature. So after, you know, after practice, after training, after eliminate various selfish desires, that Buddha nature will, you know, appear. That kind of understanding is based on unclearness of your understanding of observing things. According to Dogen Zenji, he, you know, worked on this problem for a long time, so his understanding is very clear. Only when you, you know, when something appears, there is nature, you know. So nature or outlook of things is two names of one thing, one reality. Sometimes we say Buddha nature. Sometimes we say enlightenment or body or Buddha or attainment. But those are just those are the two sides of one reality. So, not only we call it from those two sides, but also we call it sometimes evil desire. Evil desires, we say, but it is another name of Buddha nature. You say, you know, evil desires, but for Buddha, that is Buddha nature. You know, there is, of course, layman and priest, but usually, you understand in that way, but actually, There is no particular person to be a priest. You may be, each one of you can be a priest. And I could be a layman, you know, because I wear robe, I am priest. Because I behave like a priest, maybe like well, I am priest. That's all. There is no special person for a priest or for a layman. So, whatever you call it, that is another name of one reality. Even though you call it mountain or river, that is another name of one reality. So, we should not be fooled by words of nature or result or Buddhahood. We should see thing itself with clear mind. In this way, we understand Buddha nature. Then why we have evil desires at the same time is, as I explained, that is another name of Buddha nature. Then why we practice that? From where that evil desire come out? There's actually no place for evil desire. But actually, you know, we have so-called it Buddha nature, evil desire, which should be annihilated. Why is that? And where should we, after you eliminate Buddha nature, evil desires from us, you know, like this? Here is evil desire. Where do you throw this away? You know, when we start to think in this way, we are already started to understand things in heretic way. That is just name, you know, just name of one thing. There is no such thing to pull out like this and to throw away. You may feel as if you are fooled by me, but it is not so. It is not a laughing matter. You know, we are seriously confronting with our selfish desires, and we are always observing things in wrong way. When we come to this point, it is necessary for us to understand our practice, practice of Shikantaza. I said, where should I throw evil desire? And then there is a very famous koan, you know, a man who people climb up to the top of a pole. If he stays here, he is not enlightened one. When he jump off from the top of the pole, he may be an enlightened one. This is koan. How we understand this koan is how we understand our practice. Why, you know, we have something which should be take out from us is because we stay here. Because you stay at top of a pole, you have problem, you know. But actually, there's no pole for it. No top for a pole. A pole, actual pole, is continuing, you know, endlessly, forever. So you cannot stop here, actually. But you think, when you have some experience of enlightenment or something, you think we can rest here, you know. Observing various sights at the top of a pole. Forgetting all about to climb up, to continue climbing up a pole. We say, you know, this is because this is God. If we say usually, but usually people think, you know, the top on the top for the pole. Usually we think in that way, but there's no top for anything. Things are continuously growing or changing to something else. Nothing exists in its own home or color. So actually there's no top. But when we think, yeah, it's a top. That is already misunderstanding. So accordingly, you have problem whether we should jump off from here. Actually, you cannot jump off from here. It is not possible. And even though you try to, you know, stop on the top of the pole, you cannot stay here because it is growing continuously. So you will be continuously, you know, higher and higher. You cannot stop here. But you think it is possible. That is the problem, you know. That is why you should practice, and you should forget all about the top of the pole. If so, you know, where should I forget or throw our misunderstanding? It's right here, you know, not this way or that way or past or future. Right here. You should, you know, forget or apart or the misunderstanding. When the place where you are right now, I understand. You should, you know, forget this moment, and you should grow to the next. You should extend yourself to the next. That is the only way. I think you must have understood our practice. For instance, you know, my wife, every morning when breakfast is ready, he hit, you know, what do you call it? Crappers? Yeah, crappers, like this. If I don't answer for it, you know, she may continue to hit it until I feel rather angry. Why we have, you know, that kind of problem is, you know, quite simple. Because I don't answer, you know. If I say, hi, that's all. Because I don't say hi, she, you know, continues to. She has to continue it because she doesn't know whether I heard it or not. Sometimes she may think, he knows, but he doesn't answer. That is what will happen. When I don't answer, you know, I'm, you know, on the top of the pole. I don't jump off from here. When I say, hi, you know, I jump off from here. Because I stay at the top of the pole, I have something to do, something important to do. Something important at the top of the pole. You shouldn't call me. You should wait. So before I say something, I determined to shut up, not to say anything. This is very important. Don't you know that? I'm here. On the top of the pole. Don't you know that? So she started. That is how we create problems. So the secret is just to say, hi, you know, and jump up from here. Then there's no problem. It means that to be yourself. Always yourself. Without sticking to old self. When you say hi, you know, you forget all about yourself and refreshed into some new self. And before a new self become an old self, you should say another hi, or you should walk to the kitchen. So the point is, on each moment, and to forget the point, and to extend our practice, forgetting ourselves. So, as Dogen Zen says, to study Buddhism is to study ourselves. And to study ourselves is to forget ourselves on each moment. To forget ourselves is means to be yourself on each moment. Then everything will come and help you. And everything will assure your enlightenment. That is enlightenment, you know. When I say hi, you know, my wife will assure my enlightenment. Oh, you are a good boy. But I speak to the good boy, you know. I am a good boy. I will create another, you know, problem. Oh, you are a good boy. Then you have to help yourself, she may say. So I shall not be a good boy anymore. I shall not be enlightened one. So on each moment, you should be concentrated yourself. And you should be really yourself. At that moment, where is Buddha nature? You know, Buddha nature is actually, when I said hi, that hi is Buddha nature itself in its true sense. Buddha nature, which you have proudly within yourself, is not Buddha nature. Actual Buddha nature is when you say hi, or when you become you yourself, or when you forget all about yourself, there is another name. You will have another name of Buddha or Buddha nature. So nature is not something which will appear in future. Buddha, true, real Buddha nature should be something which is actually there. If you cannot see actually what is Buddha nature, it doesn't mean anything. It is a rice cake or painted rice cake. It is not actual. If you want to see the actual rice cake, you should see it. So purpose of our practice is just to be yourself. When you become yourself in that way, you have really, real enlightenment is there. The enlightenment you have in your mind, you have attained long time ago is not actual enlightenment. back and forth when you understand our practice. You will enjoy your practice. Thinking about what what kind of practice you had before you attain actual enlightenment. Sometimes you will have pity on someone who is involved in wrong practice. And sometimes you will laugh at yourself, you know, when you fall in, when you are involved in wrong practice. Oh, what are you doing? You will, you know, laugh at you. You will tease yourself. What are you doing? You will have various feelings. All the real compassion or real love or true encouragement or true courage will arise from here. You will be not only courageous person, but also you are a very kind person. When you reach, when you understand yourself in that way, so one practice include various virtues, and one feeling of practice will result various feeling like a wave on the sea. So we say, one practice covers everything, various virtues. And when you practice, you practice in that way, you may be a piece of stone, you may be a tree, you may be a star, you may be an ocean. So you cover everything. That is how we practice Zazen. When before you attain enlightenment. Actually, enlightenment is, you know, will be there only before you attain enlightenment. Or just before. You may say, if you say, I attained enlightenment, you know, it is too late to say. You should say, you know, you should say before your smallest particle of time imaginable. If you want to say, but if you cannot say, maybe better to be silent. Better not to say anything. So, to talk about enlightenment is rather, you know, foolish. Rather foolish. But sometimes we have to talk about it in this way. Until we lose our, you know, eyebrow. You know, to talk about it is to lose our eyebrow, you know. To lose ourselves instead of be ourselves. In this sense, we say, be yourself, to be natural. If you say this is the way to be natural, you know, but it's not natural. Only when you are you, in its true sense, on this moment, at this place, that is naturalness. So there will not be any particular way to be natural. For me, you know, to be here right now is naturalness. And to wear robe is naturalness. And to shave my head is naturalness as a priest. In this way, we should practice our way, and we should remember this. It is not so easy to be natural. Not so easy. If we have, you know, in our practice, if we have a smallest gap, you know, fall into hell. So our practice should be, you know, continued. Continuous practice is necessary. And we should not, you know, rest. We should continue it. If possible, without trying to, you know, continue it. Just, you know, to have generous mind. And big mind, and soft mind. It's how to continue our way. And we should be always flexible. You know, we should not be stick to anything. Mm-hmm. I will not repeat the same thing over and over again. I think this is enough. To change our topic or angle of understanding, if you have some question, please ask me.
You said when we have the smallest something, we'll fall into hell. I didn't understand.
Small. Yeah.
What word you use?
Sounded like cup.
Gap. Yeah. Gap. Yeah. But gap between our effort, rather than gap, our gap of gap between our efforts, it is not. To be more we say soft mind, you know. It is at the same time it is big mind, you know, because we do not stick to anything. We do not see things objectively as something good or bad, or strong or weak, because, you know, we are strong enough to accept things as it is. So, for us who have big mind, there's no need to be afraid of anything. But we do not ignore anything. That is strictness of the way. When we are not afraid of anything, that will be unperturbability. And the effort, when the effort is understood by him, you know, to the point that it's simplicity. There's no need for him to make his effort in various directions, you know. The only way is just to be yourself on each moment. Our only way is to be concentrated on what you do. Complete. Whatever it is, you know, in that way. If you understand our way in that way, that is simplicity. And if it, you know, when the feeling of practice could be extended various way, that is the maybe the beauty of the practice. Here we have simplicity and a variety of feeling of practice. Simple and rich, strong and weak, strong and kind. This is, you know, our practice. So you cannot say what is our practice. It because it could be various paccha. It should not be so difficult, but it is difficult. You know, that is our way. So you cannot say our way is quite easy. Or you cannot say our way is very difficult. It is not difficult at all. Everyone can do it. But to continue it is rather difficult. Don't you think so? You agree with this point. Thank you very much. Power to attain it. That is our practice right now. I don't know future. I bow to attain it. When you say, you know, that is our practice. Don't say, I am human being or I am not Buddha. So I am human being. It is not possible for me to attain it. Don't say so. I bow to attain it, like a child, you say.